Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's time once again for another episode of Health Talks with Dr. Trinh. The one show, the only show that shows you the path to a healthier life, one conversation at a time. And today, we're not just going to do one conversation, we're going to try and do multiple conversations. See if we can figure out a way to work in health, privacy, and happiness, I guess. We're going to talk about all this stuff here. Health, privacy, and your finances. See if we can make some sense of this here. So welcome this morning. Let's go around the horn here and introduce everybody that's going to join us. We got a packed house. Let's start with Gisela. Gisela, is it Gisela Vasquez? Introduce yourself.
Hi, yes it is. Thank you for having me on the OC Radio Talk with you guys. My name is Gisela Vasquez. A little bit about myself. I used to work as a registered nurse, but I transitioned into business and finance, and currently I'm the CEO of Advanced Wearables, Inc., and we're helping people in the community to become healthier and wealthier.
So healthier and wealthier. And how do you do that? How do you achieve health and wealth? Usually it's a trade-off, one or the other.
Our health is our wealth. So, you know, you're right. There is a trade-off there. But with advancements in technology, advancements in collaboration, there are ways now, and we're going to be speaking more about that with Newman and Winter, how we can all integrate and collaborate to achieve the better quality of life. But I believe the first step is education and awareness, because in order to change anything, the first step, you have to be aware of it.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
First, you have to be aware of it.
First step, just because I'm Irish doesn't mean I understand this, but I'm told the first step in the Alcoholics Anonymous is to admit, I got a problem. If you can't admit that to yourself, you're never going to get over it. All right, so let's bring in, you said Newman, but he told me to say Noman. Let's bring Noman in and introduce yourself and get you a little closer to whatever you're talking into there.
Excellent. No, thank you so much. This is Noman Jaffer. I am the CEO and founder of a few different digital health startups. My first one is called Your Doctors Online. It's a telemedicine platform, especially focused on female health.
Okay.
The second startup I have is called Sensites. Sensites stems from the word senior insights. It's very focused on our growing population, older adults. So that's my second digital health startup. And the third one that I would like to talk about today is called Vitals. And that is a unique technology that is able to take your vitals just by looking at the camera.
You can take my vitals just by looking at a camera. You can tell what my heart rate is and my blood pressure and everything else.
Absolutely, that we can do as well. And we'd love to demo. We have time later, but yes, that's the technology that we have also founded here.
Okay. Well, all right. That's a lot to take in this morning. And if that's not enough, we got one more gentleman. As we're heading out of summer, we're going to bring on Winter. Introduce yourself, sir.
Well, thank you for having me on the show, Paul. My name is Winter Liu, and I'm a finance guy and also a technology guy. So I'm the founder and CEO of Axia Telecom. So since everyone's talking about health and wealth and making everything all together, so I'm the guy making sure we have a platform, a smart device where everything's in one place. And it's very interesting to talk about health and wealth, because I want to quote something as an old saying. About 2,000 years ago, there's a famous showman poet. His name is Virgil. He said something about the greatest wealth is your health.
And I read Virgil's Aeneid when I was in high school, which was required reading back 100 years ago. I don't even think anybody knows what it is, but I didn't just read it in English. I read it in Latin too, because I'm a good Catholic.
Oh, good for you. So you definitely understand that the greatest wealth is your health.
Yeah. Well, so, and Virgil's Aeneid, for those, it's the Latin retelling of the Homeric tale of being, he goes off to fight a war, and then he spends like years trying to get back home and all the things he encounters till he finally finds his way back home. Isn't that what we're all trying to do? We start off as little kids. We're happy. We're healthy for the most part. Then we spend the rest of our lives trying to get back to that happy and healthy place because we work too hard. We fight too hard. We go away. We run. We do all these things that take us away from where we started.
Is that too simple?
Back to the simple. All right, so Gisela, make it simple for me. How the heck are you trio and others like you going to not only make me healthier, but wealthier? What's the connection between telehealth and financial health?
Okay, so that's a good question. So, you know, one out of seven people in the country actually work out or take a look at their financial fitness and their health fitness. You know, so there's only one out of seven people.
That's why I say usually pick one. I've known very successful people, but I can think of a couple here in Orange County that are very unhealthy. They work 24/7. They eat whenever they can. They sleep very little and they make a ton of money. So the theory was, if you're going to be healthy, don't try and be wealthy, because that's a hard combination to do both. Pick one or the other. You're going to drive yourself to death and be wealthy, or you're just going to sit back and be happy, but you won't make that much money. You're saying you can do both?
We can do both, because with the collaborations that we have, the three of us currently, we're giving people access and control of their health and their wealth in the palm of their hand, where they don't need to necessarily go to the doctor to see what's wrong with them. Right. They're basically having everything that they need to track their health, to know what's wrong with them with a push of a button, and also at the same time be incentivized for being healthy. I mean, people do things based on gaining pleasure or preventing pain. So we can incentivize them and offer them programs where it's good to be healthy, but you can even be wealthy at the same time by taking care of your health. And what we're doing right now is we're creating a full lifestyle modification ecosystem. You know, I was reading.
I got to stop you there. People in technology have a tendency to drop these terms like if they're everyday terms. Say that again. You're going to create a something ecosystem.
So I was reading an article that it's not about hybrids anymore, how hybrid business is about ecosystems. So everything today is integrated, from our phones to our daily lives, the way we interact, even the data. We're so flooded with information that people get confused. So we're creating a full lifestyle modification solution where it's a hub and an ecosystem where everything from your doc, from your health to your wealth, to even your emotional state of mind, the things that you do on a daily basis are all interconnected, and you can get better because you can only change things that you measure, right? So the metrics with wearable technology, with...
I want to feel better. Well, all right. So what does that mean in practical terms? What do I got to do to quote unquote feel better? What does feel better mean for you? How do I know when you're there? So Noman, how do I know when I'm there? How do I measure the unmeasurable? I want to be happy. I want to feel better. How do I measure things like that?
Yeah, no, I think that's a very good topic and a good question as well. So I'll actually talk a little bit about myself, my own journey of how I became an entrepreneur, because I, like most of the entrepreneurs, had a good life where I was corporate world, being successful, being a leader, making the corporate money that we could. But then there are things that happened in life that actually perpetuated or helped me find happiness in becoming an entrepreneur. And, you know, as I've said before, that I've created products over the last 7 years of my journey. And to me, happiness, I'm going to say something out there, but happiness is not only about wealth. Happiness is also about doing something for not only yourself, but for others as well. And
I think that's an important point. Dr. Trin, who couldn't join us this morning, he's at a conference. He's an embodiment of that to me. He doesn't just do well. He does good.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point. Like, I mean, the solutions that, you know, I'm sure Winters and Giselle will talk about, and especially the solutions that we have created, they've come out of a need. They've come out of a problem that I had, or a challenge of somebody very close to me, as my own son, my own aunt, my own parents. As an example, my father, who's in his 90s, started having falls suddenly a couple of years back. And we have created a solution that actually detects fall without him wearing any device, for example, because at that stage, they are not that tech savvy, right? You don't expect them to have an Apple Watch or a pendant all the time. So I am happy. And when I tell him that this is something that I'm doing, it makes him happy as well, because, you know, you're doing it not only for him, but for others as well.
So same question to you, Winter. How do you want to empower us? You want to give us more data, more information. And the two questions are, what do you measure? And what do I do with it?
I love this big topic. One of my favorite movies is Pursuit for Happiness by Willem. I think the answer to different people are different. For me, it's basically my pursuit of happiness is basically being in control and achieve things and receive that satisfaction. We're in the 21st century. material life, we have all different things to enjoy, but I think mentally pleasure is the important thing. If you know that you're in control about everything, your personal data, privacy, protection, and you're in control about, you know, when I want to see my doctor, how I want to see my doctor, and be able to achieve things as your goal, your dream. And that way is, for me at least, is my pleasure. And, you know, a healthy body gives you the strength and the energy to help you achieve a better result in actually all aspects of your life. And what we've learned through the pandemic, I guess, in the past 2 years is that we learned something in the really hard way, is that you, number one, need to take care of your health, period. Without health, nothing matters. And number two...
And I'll stop you for 1 second. Ask if we could. We're going to bring back the late, great Steve Jobs, who created Apple, who in the end died because he didn't pay attention. I'm being a little harsh here, but he knew he was developing problems. He put it off. He didn't want to hear about it. He didn't want to talk about it. He just kept pushing through it, kind of what I hear, until the cancers got so bad. Then he tried alternatives. He tried, and finally he got down. It was too late. And so how much would he trade today?
If I were I'd be able to travel back to the time, you know, one thing I could offer him as a personal advice is that health is not something that you do it before you feel sick. It's something you have to do it every single day. It's an ongoing process. I mean, not only that you need to eat well, you have to exercise, but you need to constantly monitor your vitals, your information on an ongoing basis. How do we do that? Normally, in reality, you have to go through 3, 4, 5 different devices to do it, and it's very complicated. And then knowing that, not only that is complicated, time consuming, your information is not protected, because we're talking about health, we're talking about medical records.
Yes.
These are private information, you want to protect them. And here we have a combined, I guess, solution to offer that. You know, everything that on a smartphone devices, it's ongoing, it's easier, so you can easily form a habit. If that happens, we're basically taking a preventive measure so that you won't get sick, rather than you have to treat yourself when you're sick.
So let's go backwards around, because Noman's already relaxed back. He thinks I'm not coming to him for another couple of questions. We'll back up the order here. Let's go back to Noman, and then we'll get to Gisella on the same topic here. Are you guys collaborating, or are you just operating in similar areas? Are you working together on something, or are you just working in parallel on similar kinds of things? What's happening here with the three of you?
I think the key here is collaboration. And I'll give you a perfect example of how we are collaborating. So we talked about XZL, which is a smartphone that this team has developed, which is extremely private and secure.
And we'll get to that, because that's a big part of everybody's concern. I don't know if anybody wants to be treated. We're all afraid of Big Brother getting a hold of our data, and what are they going to do with it and protecting our privacy. So we'll get to that in a moment. But I'm trying to figure out what's happening here between the three of you.
And just to kind of complete that thought, that on that device, on that smartphone, which I would say 99% of us have all the time, the idea is that we've brought our application.
I have mine right here. You can't have it far away from you. It's my security blanket. I have to have it nearby all the time. Okay.
Exactly. So that's basically the idea. So one of us has actually developed a unique phone. I have developed some unique digital health and wellness applications. And Gisella, on top of that, has developed some unique products that she will, of course, talk about, which actually completes the day-to-day, because you use your smartphones, you want to be tracking your vitals, you exercise, how healthy you are, you wear clothes, all of those, the wearables, the three of us actually bring it all together in a very simple, affordable manner for an end client.
So is there a company that the three of you, a product, an app that the three of you are working on? Are you working on similar things and you see them all achieving kind of the same ecosystem? You're creating elements of the ecosystem, or are you three collaborating on something?
I'll ask Gisella and Winter to chime in as well. From my perspective, we are creating different parts of the puzzle. And Abigail, who is actually a managing partner and a co-founder in my companies and also with Winter and Gisella, she's helping us bring all these puzzles of the pieces together.
So she's the one we're missing. She's the puzzle putting the pieces together here. You're creating the pieces and she's trying to turn it into a picture.
Exactly.
Turn it into something. All right, so we'll go to Gisella. Is that fair? Are you all creating pieces of the puzzle and it's up to others to figure out how they piece together?
So yes, correct. Exactly what Newman was saying is that we are individually creating the pieces of the puzzle, and together we are strategically working together to put that picture together, that masterpiece together. Because nowadays, companies need to collaborate with each other, need to integrate so that it can achieve a bigger purpose.
But we were all going to do it alone. That was what my criticism of Apple from the beginning. They were not a collaborative company. We're going to have our own ecosystem, our own operating system, our own app. Tesla has its own charger. It doesn't work well. They need their own thing. The idea is I'm going to control the whole eco. I am the ecosystem, as opposed to what other companies have done. Microsoft and others took a different approach. It's collaboration. We're all going to make some piece of it. So you're into the collaborative mode, not the, this is mine and everybody stay out of this garden here.
Yes. McKinsey & Company, there's an article out there that in 2030, the future of wellness and fitness and health is connected and customized. So that's the direction that healthcare, finance, and technology together are going, because those are the three biggest industries as we move forward into the next 10, 20 years. If you take a look, we're in the perfect storm right now because it's the biggest wealth transfer in history that's happening as we speak. And at the same time, there's what we call a silver tsunami where, and there's 76 million baby boomers that are retiring in the next 20 years. Every 10 seconds, baby boomer turns 65 in America, and they sit on 70% of America's wealth. So if you take a look and combine those two, we're in the perfect storm. So we're creating a platform, an ecosystem that can help serve that need and demand. Because as we get older, prevention is very key.
So let me stop you right there. So I am one of those silver surfers riding the tsunami, wondering how long do I work and what happens afterwards? Because here's the good news and here's the bad news in my generation. We will probably be, as a group, the longest lived generation in history. More of us will make it into the 90s than anybody can imagine, maybe even into the hundreds here. And so the question for many of my friends and people in this generation is this. The good news is, Paul, you're going to live to be 93 like your dad. The bad news is, Paul, you're going to live to be 93. What are you going to do with those extra years? How are you going to support yourself? Have you got enough money? Are you just going to sit around and play golf and watch TV and play with your grandkids? Or are you going to start new businesses at 83 or new adventures at 93? I don't know. Winter, you're so young, you can't even imagine this. But we're looking at this as a dual-edged sword. This added longevity has an extra burden, has extra... If I'm going to sustain and I got to do extra things, I got to exercise, I got to stay healthy, or I got to do all these things that my parents didn't do. And at the same time, how am I going to pay for all this stuff? How am I going to figure it all out? What am I going to do with all this stuff? It's a burden and a blessing at the same time, this added longevity. What do you think?
Well, you talked to the right person. I'm also, not only I'm a techie guy, but also I'm a finance guy. So I spent many years in the capital markets before I started this company. I just wanted to jump in here. Like you mentioned something very interesting. People's longevity of living is going to be extending. Right. And the scientists are saying that normally human beings probably going to live to 120, 30 years. So that's sort of the math, right?
Yeah.
So how can we...
I stop you for 1 second here. We had somebody on, I quote this all the time. I've forgotten the guest name, I'm sorry to say. But we had a guest on one of our other shows 10 years ago. And I know he was trying to be shocking. He was talking about the growth in longevity. And he said, some people believe, I'll see if you all believe this, somewhere on the planet today, right now, is the first person, probably a little tiny kid right now, who will live to be 150. Somewhere on the planet, somebody is already living who will live to be 150. You said 120 we're all shooting for. And I think that's possible. Because I remember when my late father died 12 years ago, he lived to be 93. When he was a little boy, he was told 63 was the target. That's why they put Social Security at 65, because not many of you are really going to, we're not going to pay that many of you. And then he blew past 65 and 75, and all of a sudden he thought he's in the bonus round. And 85, almost 95. It's unimaginable how long we're going to live, but it's unimaginable how we're going to live. We're not going to be working, maybe. We're not going to have enough money. We're not going to know what to do. It's frightening and fascinating to me at the same time.
I know. My grandma, she passed away, but she lived through 105 years old.
Wow.
But I think the point is that, or the advice, I'm not trying to be, you know, the smart one, giving people's advice. Basically, I feel like three things you cannot live without, and you have to start as soon as possible, as early as possible, your wealth, your health, and the communications. Because it's like a life insurance. The sooner you purchase life insurance, the better. It's cheaper, right? And it protects you longer time. Right. And in this situation, what connect all of that is the communication part. Give you an example. Paul, you mentioned about your phone. You cannot live without your phone. I have a phone. I carry it all the time. The phone is a physical hardware device,
right?
But it becomes a part of your body. It's the extension of our human body.
Yeah.
Can you imagine you go out and without your phone, you're going to feel panic. You have to go back, pick up your phone.
I've done that. I've literally driven away and go, where's my phone? And driven back home to get it. Oh, I have it. I feel better.
I know. A heart attack. You know, yeah. 90% of people are performing 95% of their activity on their phone because it's easier and convenient. And this is something for the next 20, 30, 40 years, you cannot live without. You cannot live without your financials. You cannot live without managing your health. You cannot live without communication. The communication is something in our generation is the 4G, 5G slash generation where you stay connected. You get all the information. And not only that, the phone becomes so smart. We call them a smartphone. You can use the phone as a device or a platform to manage your life. In this situation, the three of us, we're putting ecosystem together where you can manage your wealth, which I can address later, and manage your health by monitoring your vitals. I mean, Noman mentioned about, you know, the applications, amazing applications he's and his team developed. Basically, using the phone, you can measure all your stress level, your vitals, and then you can send that information to your doctors in a secure, encrypted way where you can see a doctor, not in physical office, but virtually. Imagine that, how convenient it is, the time saved, the money you can save, and also it is 24/7 ongoing. If you do so, the possibility for you to get seriously sick are very, very low. You basically can manage your wealth in a really much better state. At the same time, if we say health is the greatest wealth, then basically you're managing your wealth at the same time, and you stay connected in a private and secure manner. This is one thing that we should already doing that. We have all the technologies here, but never put them all together into one complete ecosystem.
So that's what I'm getting at, Noman. Do we need an umbrella? Do we need a plug-in point? You can pick lots of analogies. Facebook created a new ecosystem where we all play, but it was exclusive. It was their ecosystem. It didn't bring in other players a little bit, but I guess I'm trying to figure out the business model here. Is there sort of an app that incorporates all of this, or do I incorporate all of this into some customizable, I'll use a little of this, I'll use a little of this, I'll try this app, I'll do this, and I'll create my own pattern, my own process for using all this. What do you see?
Absolutely. So that's exactly the idea and the mission for one of our products, which is called SenSites. I talked about Sen coming from senior and Sites coming from insights. And we've developed a platform which actually works on the smartphone that Winters was talking about. And we have actually integrated that platform on one side with any device out there, with an Apple Watch, with a Fitbit, with a wearable, with clothing in future, with Vitals, the application that I was talking about. So we are agnostic to any wearable, any device that you want to use out there. And on the other side, we've actually integrated with existing EMRs, electronic medical records that physicians on hospitals and everybody else is used to. So this platform, we are trying to bring it all together. And the idea here is, Paul, for you, or, you know, as an example, I was talking about my dad, who's 90 years old. What we are doing is we're creating a digital twin of him.
A digital twin. You guys say this so casually. Hey, I want you to introduce my digital twin over here.
So the idea here is that I will be able to measure not only your vitals, I will already have your demographics, like your age, your background, your ethnicity.
Maybe even my DNA at some point in time and the susceptibility I might have to certain diseases. I need to watch certain things, whatever.
That's exactly where I'm going with this. So if you have the data, if you get all this data from the wearables, if I have the demographics, if I have the DNA, now comes that part that you guys were talking about. How are people going to survive 100, 120, 150? Because now you'll be able to do predictions. So as an example, one of the products that we are working, actually there's three products that we are working on, which are all about predicting. So we are developing a product based on that data where we'll be able to predict if a senior is going to fall, right? Who could have thought about that 5 years back? I can even right now, we have developed an algorithm where I can predict, if you give me your blood sample report, I can predict what's your probability of developing a diabetes 2 or some of the complications in the next 14 days. So those are the things that will help us be more, I guess, healthy, and get in front of an issue instead of that issue coming and being reactive to that.
So let's go backwards again here. I'm going to go back to Winter just because I think he might give me the answer I'm looking for on this. Does it turn into Tom Cruise's movie, The Minority Report, where we're predicting everything, including who's going to do a crime? I'm predicting, my algorithm says you're going to do a crime and we're arresting you before you even, I didn't do anything. Yeah, but the algorithm says you're going
to. Well, first of all, I wanted to mention the Tom Cruise movie that's basically in a monopolized central, I guess, the approach or structure. What we believe and our technology is based on a blockchain technology in a decentralized way where it's peer-to-peer. So that's...
It's not one entity controlling the data and then using it to make decisions, right?
Exactly. So that algorithm is not going to happen in our decentralized structure. So that hopefully that answers your question. Another thing I wanted to really address, because Noman mentioned something amazing, because these programs can potentially prevent and also predict certain things that potentially could happen in the future. And we have a technology here where we want, in terms of providing a platform, you can adding more features onto it. And then this is based on people's choice and freedom and people's demand. So as we're building this platform, as you mentioned, it's not like the big brothers. They control everything. This right. is a what we call open-ended ecosystem where everyone's participating into it. So we can tailor-make something that is good for the majority of people. What we need, we hear the voice, we make that happen. So as Noman mentioned, his team is developing this technology, and there's going to be new technology, new applications going to be developed, and that can be plugged into the phone as a platform, as a device. However, even though we have so many things going on, you feel this is going to be complicated and time-consuming, right. but we consolidate everything into one pieces. You carry these pieces. This is your normal day-to-day phone, but also your devices, your health, your wealth managers, and everything into this place, and knowing that your security are fully bulletproof and then protected, and then all the data transmission are encrypted, you feel comfortable, not like the big brothers. They have all your information and then they're benefiting from this. But this, no, you control information.
Right.
The total control of freedom and total control of wealth and health and communication, this is the future. It is happening now.
I never heard, I'm Catholic, so I believe in the Trinity here, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. There is a Trinity effect here. I always thought of health and wealth as tied together. It's great to be healthy, but you need to have the money to survive to 120, and vice versa. You can have all the money in the world, but if you're sick, who cares? But communication, I never thought of that. I have to think about that one. That helps
to boost your mental health as well. Mental health is part of your health, not just physically. I mean, stay connected to people. Remember the pandemic, lots of people feel depressed.
Absolutely.
Because they're not connected to the world. They're not connected to people. This is very important. We get so much information through the internet, digital world, and stay connected and stay private is very important.
So Gisela, you're young. You're embracing this eagerly. I can't wait to take control of all my data, to collect more data. The Internet of Things is going to tell me everything. And I'm going to find ways to predict and use, create algorithms to dissect it and predict and deduce. And isn't this exciting? And people at my age are going, oh my God, I can't handle this. This is overwhelming. I won't know what to do with it. I'm already faced with a fire hose of data that comes at me every day. And I got my mouth open trying to swallow any of it here. How in the world do the rest of us wrap our head around all this data that we're going to do? And what do we do with it?
That's a good question. So I first wanted to address, because the question you had earlier, you're trying to figure out the connection between the three of us, right?
It's still mysterious to me. You're all just somehow in a collaborative world, and we're all going to help each other, and we're all going to work together. And I come from a world of secret and private. I'm doing my own thing. I'm going to build my own world. I'm going to be Steve Jobs and build my own ecosystem. Stay out.
True. So I just wanted to kind of paint the picture of how this all comes together and how we're, at the end of the day, what the goal and the outcome is. I believe it starts, you know, as we're building our different pieces of the puzzle, it starts with like what Winter was saying, because our phone is connected into our daily lives. This is, without it, we panic. So with Axiatel, which is it's an encrypted smartphone, which will give you that privacy, will give you that access to take control of your data. And with Numan's softwares and technology, give you the ability to track, to assess, to monitor, to see what your progression is. Let's say you're not feeling too good. Instead of you trying to schedule something at the doctor's, you would put your phone to your Axiatel phone that you would purchase. to your face, and it literally scans your face and does your metrics. Now,
and who does say, who makes the I got lost in the puzzle okay. here. Who makes the Axiatel phone?
Rinter.
He's working on the phone, so that's the encrypted device, and it's a special. It's actually hardware. It's a different kind of phone. It's not the Apple phone or the Android phone. It's a your phone.
No, it's different. I mean, this is, sorry to interrupt, because I think this is important. We're not the big brothers. We're different. We're independent. We're
small. I get that. You're all a bunch of little brothers collaborating together in this.
Exactly. Not only that, we're now used, we have our completely hardware device at development, and operating system wise, we're not Android operating system nor iOS. We all know they're always a backdoor, and people, I mean, this big brother, they have control of your information without even your consent. You have no idea. Absolutely. We are different. It's completely secure. So that's a different thing. Now go back to Zen.
All right. So, but you're making a phone that you're going to sell people that doesn't have a backdoor in, that is totally encrypted and protected. And I'm, instead of buying an Apple phone or an Android phone, I'm going to buy this phone because it has more protection in place. Is that the promise here?
That is correct. And then also on top of that, it's built in with different kind of applications to help you manage your wealth, your health, and stay connected.
And somehow it's open source or blockchain based. I always struggle trying to understand all that, but the idea is it's open and therefore it's not exclusive. So you can bring in Noman's apps or whatever Gisela's working on here into this.
That is
phone.
Correct. And we're trying to provide a full circle of product offering services. Not only we have the hardware devices and also the software applications like Noman's team are providing, but also we have our very own independent data, meaning that we have data coverage over 50 countries and regions globally. So think about, you know, instead of staying with AT&T, T-Mobile, maybe I shouldn't mention the names, but you can stay on this private network where you feel secure and the value proposition is amazing. You don't have to pay a roaming fee. There's no contract. And you feel that you're fully secured in this secure network with a secure device and monitoring your wealth and your health. Isn't this the future that right now?
Winter, any second, I expect your screen to go dark because anybody hearing this, you're very disruptive. You want to take on Apple, one of the largest companies in the planet. You want to take on Google, who makes Android devices, the next biggest company in the planet. And along the way, you might disrupt things like AT&T and cellular networks and the trillions they've invested into 5G little wireless things and stuff here. And along is Winter sitting down here saying, no, I'm going to come up with something that displaces all of that. You're going to disappear any second and we're never going to hear from you again. I don't know.
No, Paul, you're putting me in the spot. You're making me the enemy, the enemy of the nation. No. So I just wanted to clarify things because we're not trying to take over. We're not going to become that monopolized big player anymore because we are, number one, is a decentralized approach, decentralized the structure and peer-to-peer. And we want to offer this value to the system, to the ecosystem. We're going to benefit people need the most. Our product are not for everyone. And we're not just trying to take over anyone. We're just trying to provide an alternative selection of choices for people to choose for those people who value their privacy and data transmission protection, their encryption to the high standard. And give you an example, the big brothers have AT&T, because you mentioned the name, they have 180 million users globally as of 2021. That's a lot of users. We're not trying to take over. No, we're just trying to find people wanted to find a device, have these kind of values and join us and be different. And Paul, you're in the States. I mean, how many people in your friend circle using a bigger brother products? And pretty much everyone.
All of us. We're a bunch of old hippies who want to be free and want to be independent and do our own thing. And yet we're all forced to do it within this Facebook ecosystem, this Android ecosystem, this Amazon distribution model. You know, more and more we're getting isolated into controlled spaces where we don't have any say as to how it works or how it happens. And we're ultimately not in control of the most important part of that, which we don't realize, the data that we're giving everybody here.
You're absolutely right, Paul, on that part. Like, you're losing control of your choice, your data, because think about that. All those algorithms making our life much more efficient, easier. However, what you're losing is your choice. I mean, think about you using search engine to search things. After a while, they'll learn your habits. What you like, what you don't like. And then they're going to start feeding things you like.
Right.
And yes, it's convenience at the beginning. However, you're blind spotted. You only see one thing, one direction only. That way, it's manipulation of your own choice, your own control of your believes that is not right. I mean, you compromise your convenience for that. You're giving up all of that. And the more you use it, you're basically in that world. We're trying to do is basically you're in control of your data and your preferences. Nothing will blind spot you and your vision. You truly have full access for all the information globally, not just to one field where you have the most interest.
I went to a conference here locally because OC Talk Radio gets in, because there are so few media outlets left in Orange County, fifth biggest county in America, and we have no radio stations, no TV stations, barely a newspaper left. We have found a place and a little niche that we can have these conversations and people tune in. So I went to this thing on privacy and data, and it was some big company that specializes in doing all this data encryption, everything else. I forgot the name of the company. And they had a very prestigious panel of privacy experts on there, people written New York Times bestseller books and everything here. And everybody starts ranting and raving, particularly the young people. Well, we got to stop these companies from taking our data and using our data, and we've got to block them and protect them. This guy says, did any of you read any of the disclosures that you signed when you signed up for Facebook, Twitter, Amazon, blah, 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 blah? They own your data. Why do you think they're giving this to you for free? What did you think they were getting? They were getting your data, which they use to manipulate information and sell you stuff, and companies use to predict what, where, find their customer. It's the data that's worth something here. And yet we give it away freely for the convenience of, oh, look, I can talk to anybody. Oh, look, I can Zoom. I can do this for free. I can do this for free. Why do you think they're passing it on for free? Because they're collecting something of ultimate value that they then control, not you. You sign that away. Is this a different approach to Sela? I'm sorry we've left you in the dark here for a moment, but are we trying to reclaim control over our data? Is that what some of this is all about?
Correct. You know, it's putting back the power into the hands of the people.
I love the power to the people. That's what we used to say in the 60s all the time. Power to the people. Where did that go?
Yeah. And so, like I was mentioning, you know, it starts there. And with Newman, his apps are pre-built into the phone. And then our app, which is with Advanced Wearables Inc., which I don't know if you're familiar with, but I think we, Abby was a guest on the show before. We specialize in all things tech, smart, wearable clothing, and that is going to be able to help you, you know, work out. One of our flagship products is our Power Suit, which is an electromuscular stimulation.
That was the one that she talked about. Yeah, the Power Suit. That blew my mind, right.
It's basically for people who are busy professionals that don't have the time to take care of their health because they're busy building their business. And we give a solution to them. And at the same time, it's also for somebody that's injured. Anybody over the age of 30 has had some type of injury and they're unable to go back to the gym because they're afraid of to further their injury. And at the same time, there are seniors that are unable to work out at the gym because of lifting or straining their joints.
Or just embarrassment because I'm old and fat and I can't. I went to a gym a couple of years ago. I signed up for a membership. True story. I won't say which one of the big chains. I won't say 24-hour fitness. And I go in there and I start to work out, an older guy in a room of young, buff people pushing themselves. And I do, I get the little trainer and I lift like three times and I go, and he looks at me and says, that's all you can do? And I thought, I'm not going to come back and be shamed like this. Yeah, that's all I can do. I'm trying my hardest, buddy. I'm sorry. It is not an environment created for older people because you are body shamed. You are felt like you're a little kid again and you can't do something. Everybody else can. So yes, I get what you guys are trying to do. You're trying to empower all of us, power to the people. And that means more information because information is where it starts. It's education, it's control, it's maintaining your own privacy and setting it up, customizing you want. All of that sounds wonderful, but I've heard this promise before. And sooner or later, it turns into another conglomerate, another ecosystem, another self-regulating model here that I have no say in. Is this any different than those, other than it's kind of open source or something here? We'll go back to... somebody.
Can I take this one because this is technology related, if I may?
I've heard this promise before, and that was what all of this stuff was supposed to give me. Google, iPhones, Facebook, Twitter, blah, blah, blah. And all it did is turn into a little isolated world where they reinforce the message. and created more conflict and not less, not more happiness.
That's a fair point.
That's a hippie-ish way of looking at it, but it didn't create more happiness in the world. It created more conflict.
It's the ugly truth, right, Paul? So if I may, on behalf of the team, to answer a question, we're not promising that. What we're trying to share is a philosophy and a vision. And it is happening right now is that a lot of the failure in the past where we're trying to do this, I mean, they're goodwill. They're trying to make something better. They didn't go far enough or they didn't last long enough. It's because they're not complete. We're trying to build a fulsome ecosystem. A truly fulsome ecosystem has to have strong pillars to support. It's almost like we're building a digital universe that is parallel to our reality right now.
The metaverse that Dr. Trin always talks about and is playing in, right? Yeah, the parallel universe.
You have to have the strong pillar to support that society, the bankings, the fitness, the health, the communication, all different things. Give you an example. In our ecosystem, we have built more than 20 different kind of applications and they cover social medias, chattings, messagings, and we have Nomen's application that is monitoring your vitals and health. We also have a banking financial service to support the transaction payment for merchant service solutions. We have the telecommunication piece of the puzzle.
Telehealth that Dr. Trin's always telling us about, right?
Exactly. So we're providing a fulsome solution that covers every single aspect of the ecosystem. And if the ecosystem is complete enough, it will sustain, it will go for a longer time. So then this is not going to something fade over the time. Another thing I want to mention is that not only that we are basically a hardware developing team or passion group, but also we have our own proprietary softwares. And also we have our independent network. So we don't rely on other big brothers. If we rely on big brothers, of course, I mean, through times, we have to compromise certain things. One of the things I want to mention, there's no compromise in this situation, but it's not perfect. Give you an example, because I'm going to use an exaggerated situation. Let's say we're 007 James Bond.
I like it. I always wanted to be 007.
Yeah, so today we're going to put you on the hotspot. So Paul, let's say you just promoted to 007 status. You're like the new James Bond. Your location is highly classified. You want to reveal your location? Absolutely not. But if you use any of the big brother products, your location are exposed to pretty much everyone.
Yeah. And I'll give you a weird example of that. We had somebody on, I'm reaching for it here, but I think it makes the point. In the conflict in Ukraine right now, the Russians had really lousy, apparently, communications, satellites and systems set up. So the generals start pulling out their cell phones and calling the front line saying, here, attack here, do this. And immediately the Ukrainians could see, oh my God, he's on a cell phone. I can instantly see where he is. And they've killed 9 or 10 generals. That's never happened in 100 years. We were in Afghanistan for 10 or 20 years. We lost one general. They've lost like 9 or 10 because they're using their cell phones to call in orders out of frustration and instantly being targeted. Because you know through geolocating where exactly where every cell phone is instantly here. There's a real world example of something really gone bad for these people. I'm not picking sides or whatever, but I certainly don't wish them well in what they're trying to do. But how stupid and how illustrative of that point here. In a world of high-tech technology, they're going back to an old-fashioned cell phone and they're getting blown up by doing it.
I know. So in order to not fail or not to broke our promise to the people, it's basically we invite everyone to become a participant in this model. This is what we call decentralized. So we build all together to the way that we want it. We have the hardware. We have the independent secure operating system. We have applications developed by people and from the people. We have independent data network to cover for your transmission of data, stay connected. And we have an entire system to support the finance, the merchant services.
A parallel universe that I can participate in that has the potential and promise of being decentralized and not centralized. So Nomen, you're making all these companies, and I wish we had more time. I really would like to have you all come back and talk individually about what you're doing, because you just have blown my mind that I can just look into my camera and you can tell me my blood pressure. We don't even have time to go into that. But why are you, as an entrepreneur, playing with these people? Why not just sell this to Google and be done with it?
That's a very, very interesting question. I'll go back to the first statement that I made, which is, am I doing it really for money or am I doing it for some other reason, right? For me, as I said before, I am doing it to be able to collaborate and make something much bigger, which will impact more people's life.
Right.
That's the idea. That to me is the happiness that I'm looking at. And you know, money, I don't know about others, but to me, is a small motivation at the end of the day. Yes, eventually, maybe somebody will come and buy us out, but you have to have the right mission, the right mindset, the right reasons to be able to do that, right? So I don't know whether that answers your question, Paul, but...
It does, because I think my father said this years ago. My father was an executive with Chrysler Corporation, and he said one of the hardest lessons he learned in motivating the hundreds and millions, tons of people that work for him in these different departments he ran is money only motivates you so far. At some point you say, I don't know, it's not worth it that little to put that extra effort in to be away from my family, to work 7 days instead of 6 weeks, 6 days. At some point, no matter how much money you throw at most people, I don't know, there's got to be something more in it. You're and Gisella and Winter are the generation where they don't want to just make money. They want to change the world. They want to make an impact. Winter said, I don't want to have control over my destiny. That's why I don't work for a corporation. I work for myself. I have control and impact and meaning and all these things that people are looking for. My father used to just rail at me when I was younger in the 60s. And I'd say, what's my purpose? Where am I going to be? He'd say, just go get a stinking job. There was no purpose beyond just getting a job and making some money and let somebody else figure it all out. It's a new world that you're all playing in. Let's go around the horn one more time and talk about. So it starts with Winter. He's got this new cell phone hardware that somehow integrates all these different platforms and software that you guys are developing. Is that correct, Winter?
That is correct. So we have the, I wouldn't call it first ever, but it's one of the complete encrypted smartphones that has our very own secure operating system and also our proprietary applications and operating our independent network.
And can I buy this today or is this coming to movie theaters soon?
It is ready to go for retail as of today, yes.
And the name of the company is?
Axiatel. So that's short for Axia Telecom. We wanted to make it simple.
So spell that and tell me the name of the website and spell it out for me.
So the name is Axiatel, AXIATL. Axia is basically a Greek word representing value and representing something that is new. And our phone, the first model is called Axia Neos, X2. Neos is also another Greek word representing revolution, something new chapter. And our website
in the Matrix, it's not by accident that the character's name is Neo. All right. Anyway.
No. Well, yes, it's Neo with S, Neos. So that's a great word.
All right. So you've got this today through that site. Gisella, you're part of this, which was mind blowing, this idea of wearing something that not only monitors, but somehow stimulates your body and gives you a workout by just wearing this thing. It electrically stimulates your nerves and does some other things here while you're working. Is that, if I recall correctly?
Yes, it's electromuscular stimulation. It's a full body power suit. So basically the idea behind it is when we work out or when we're trying to build muscle, our brain is EMS. But in order for us to contract and build that muscle, you have to have brain to muscle interaction. And it's not as
easy. My brain's got to say to my muscle, do something. Lift this.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. And it's not all the time that you can target which muscle you want to build. You have to repeatedly do different movements, different positions. Whereas for the suit, it bypasses the brain. It goes directly to your muscle and it does 85 contractions per second. It recruits more muscle fibers. And in 20 minutes, you can get a workout in traditional gyms that would feel you're working out for 2 hours. You get that in 20 minutes.
I'm going to stop you there because my head will explode if you say anything more here. You're going to wear an Iron Man suit. That's what I can picture. Tony Stark puts on the Iron Man suit and he goes from weakling and weak heart to superhero status here just by putting the suit on because the suit is in conversation with your muscles. Don't worry about it. You can keep thinking about something else. We'll take care of this. We'll keep stimulating these muscles. You don't have to focus on it. All right. And Noman has got 7 companies. I don't know which one he wants to pick out and highlight here. Pick one of them or a couple of them and tell us what they are and can we get them today?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the most exciting one is the one that we talked about, which is the Vitals. We actually spell Vitals with an I in the middle. So V-E-Y-E-T-A-L-S. So,
all right, so spell it again because I keep hearing with a W like Vitals, but it's Vitals like with a V, right?
V, and then V-E-Y.
V-E-Y, instead of V-I. Okay, so V-E-Y.
P-A-L-S. So if you look
Vitals, E-Y. All right, and what does this thing do? It somehow, I look into this phone, using this app, I look into it and it somehow, using my eyes alone, somehow determines what my blood pressure and my other vital signs are?
Yes, exactly. So basically the way that we do it is that we scan your blood vessels just above your eyes and below your eyes. So we pick three areas of interest and we actually scan the flow of the blood on those vessels. And that's how we actually calculate your heart rate variability, your stress level, your oxygen, your blood pressure, your respiration, and soon maybe even your glucose, like your AC1 levels, which actually will detect and predict whether you have diabetes.
So forgive me for sending the wrong visual cue. I'm shaking my head no as you're saying this, like I don't believe it. And part of that is I don't understand it. I just don't really know how you can do that, but I believe it.
And what I would encourage everybody is to download the app. It's available right now. It's, by the way, we made it free for people to test it, and we actually give you your heart rate and your heart rate variability and your stress.
And will this work on Android, Google, Android, Apple, or the new release Winter's working on here?
Exactly. So it's going to work on Winter's Exatel. It works on iOS. It works on Android, and it's free to test. And anybody can do it. And on top of that, what we've also done is that for those people who don't want to put their face and they still think that there's the big brother who's watching, you actually can put your finger on the camera and we can even detect your blood pressure and all the things that we've talked about through your finger on the camera as well.
Through my finger. You all just accept that. You just say these mind-blowing things. I'm going to take you to another world you couldn't even imagine. And we're doing it today. Here it is right there. It's mind-blowing to me. And I hope you'll all come back and continue the conversation because I think this is a brave new world. This is something that we have dreamed of. It's a story that we were promised with social media. It was a story we were promised with the internet. It was a story we were promised with smartphones, more control, better lives, happier, healthier. And in some ways, I look at all this technology. I mean, I don't want to sound like a Luddite or something and say, the heck with all this stuff. Let's just go back to simplicity here. We're never going to go back there. But I applaud what you're trying to do, and I wish you well. And I like to ride along and hear more about it because we all are in desperate need of something that makes sense of this, something that gives more control of this, and something that ultimately produces happier people and not angrier, more tense, more confused, more overwhelmed, more stressed people, which I think to a certain degree technology is. It promises one thing, and it's given some of that, but at the same time, it's created a lot of anxiety and stress. All right, thank you so much. Wow, I don't even know why he brought you all on together. Well, each of these is a show into itself. We got to get you each to come back and delve deeper into this. Thanks for coming on here. One more time, Noman, the name of the company is Vitals, V-E-V-E-Y-T-A-L-S.
Vitals.com,
And Gisela, you call it a power suit, but what's it actually called?
Yes, so our website is www.advancedwearablesinc.com, and you can find out more information there, or you can just search Gym You Wear, and you'll find out everything about it. But I also wanted to mention and invite everybody that's listening and neighboring communities. We're actually, if they want to know more about what we're doing, the direction we're going, access more information about how this triumvirate and trifecta is going to bring to the market, you know, a change in how we're helping people and through empowering them, educating them, and giving them the experience they need to better their life and better their quality of life and better their health. We're having a health summit on September 8th from 12 to 6. We invite everybody. It's going to be at 24/7 Health Club in Glendale Atwater Village area. If they want to search that 24/7 Health Club, we'll post information on your site.
And then last word to Winter, who's somehow giving a platform to pull this together. You think everybody's ready to embrace this. Maybe they are, but there's a fear, a hesitation. Can I handle it? What will happen to it? Will this go off the rails too? I don't know the answer to that, but I know it's part of there's an appeal and a fear about all of this stuff here to people my generation.
Remember, Paul, we're all going to live to 120 years old, so it's never too late to learn, and the sooner the better. You have to embrace the change. That's the trend. No one can stop the technology revolution, and as everyone mentioned, Exatel here is to provide this platform that everyone can participate, and we're all building this together. Right. For you, you're in control of your data privacy, data transmission, and this is the future. And the future is now.
So when a big wave is coming at you, you can run, you can hide, or you can jump on board and ride along here, ride the wave. That's what we're talking about. Ride the wave. Don't get swamped by the wave and washed away by the tide. All right.
Absolutely.
There we go. Thank you all for coming on. Fascinating discussion. I'd love to hear more about this collaboration. There must be more. It's not just the three of you. I bet there's 3,000 of you, 3 million of you. I bet there's lots of you all working in this same area here. I work at University of California, Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation Center. The whole building is filled with people like you guys running around creating a new future here. And I wonder if there aren't more people, I bet, in this building who are developing apps and other sorts of things that wouldn't be interested in what you're doing and collaborating with you here as well. All right. Thanks so much for coming on again here. Take me a while to wrap my head around it. I'm an old guy trying to say which button to push. Don't tell me how it works. Just tell me. I want it to be like a calculator. I want it to be like a toaster. I drop the toast in and out pops happiness. All right. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
All right. Is that the future we're headed for? Is it a future of happiness and control? Or is it fear, a future of fear and fright and resistance? I don't know. I hope you won't resist coming back again and talking more about this right here in Orange County's only community radio station, octalkradio.net. Streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation Center.